Rummage your belt, what a strange dude. Slept on my lawn last night, said he rolled through some dog poo. This happens all the time, there's no prank too big, no prank too small. If you ever get that call,
Roger Bell, just enjoy
Roger Bell,
the retarded boy.
He's going to take your boat spot and give it to fucking Carrot Top.
Roger Bell,
with all these calls,
Roger Bell,
you're shitting on my balls.
I can't connect the manager to you, cause he's on break taking a giant poo.
Roger Bell,
Snowplow Show.
Roger Bell from the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show!
Holy shit, you guys, after listening to that intro, I feel like I really have to live up to doing a great show or something. So thanks a lot for putting that kind of pressure on me, TK Billington. He's the one that created that intro for today's show. You might remember him from his other intro he did, the DuckTales parody intro. Clearly, TK Billington is trying to get me in trouble with the copyright lawyers at Disney. I'm no idiot. I see where this is headed. Anyway, hi, everyone. You're listening to the Snowplow Show, the show where we thoroughly confuse old people, but it's all for the best. We all learn something at the end of the day. Today is October 3rd, 2016. This is the very first show I've done since Ding Timber, which was last month. But here's the thing. I'm going to do just a few more Ding Timber calls in this episode. In fact, this entire episode is probably going to be more Ding calls, nothing but Ding calls. But there are a few in here I need to kind of wrap up. And I did a few calls on Friday, and I tried to do some over the weekend, but it was just not working out. People were not answering the phone. And I really wanted to do a Last Day of Ding Timber show on Friday, but that didn't happen because people weren't answering the phone. And then I tried to do one over the weekend, and that didn't work out. And I think Dwight and Carlito probably had more luck than I did, because they did a show, I think it was on Saturday night, and I listened for, I don't know, maybe an hour, and I heard them attempt a couple of carding calls, but they didn't have much luck, but then they got through to one, and now that I mention that, I can't remember what happened. But there were carding calls on Carlito and Dwight's show this past weekend. There were also carding calls done on XYZ's show from Friday, this past Friday. So I will put a direct link to XYZ's show from a few days ago, because he did some of my carding numbers, and the ones I sent to Dwight, those were mostly ones that wouldn't answer in the daytime. So I was hoping Dwight could have better luck with him in the evenings, but he's a big jerk and hasn't let me know how that went yet. Oh, look at this. On xyzshow.xyz, the title of his latest show is called Are You an Asshole, Roy? And I listened to probably half of his show on Friday, and I heard some of the carding calls that he did, but I'm sure I didn't hear all of them. So that's probably fun to listen to. Find that on xyzshow.xyz, or I will put a link to it in the show notes. It's the September 30th, 2016 episode. XYZ, he did a show for the very last day of Ding Timber, but I didn't. Anyway, today's show, it's sponsored by Adam H. Adam H. is a supporter of the show, so thank you very much, Adam H., for supporting the show. It is completely Adam H.'s fault that I'm doing cardings instead of something new. I'm sure you guys are all ready for something new after an entire month of these, but nope, you're getting more cardings. All thanks to Adam H.
Hello, Roy. I got your message. If you could please give me a call back. I got your note that was left on my white truck. If you could please give me a call back at 770. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hello, this is Roy. I left a note on your truck about a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've
How
been
are you?
Not too bad. I've been out of town. I'm sorry I didn't call you back sooner.
That's okay, but I didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. I was scratching at the driver's side door trying to open it. See, I have this problem where I sleepwalk a lot, and I was sleepwalking, and I thought I was playing GTA 5. So I was trying to carjack your car, but there wasn't actually anyone in there. It's just a dream.
Okay.
So embarrassing. I'm so sorry, but yeah, apparently I'd grabbed a fork out of the kitchen and I was like really trying to pry open your door.
Oh, okay. No.
At first I thought it was
there
a gun.
Was no damage.
At first I thought it was a gun. I was trying to shoot the guy inside your car with a fork.
Okay.
But yeah, then I started using it to pry open the door and then I woke up. It's very embarrassing. So I left the note.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, but there was nothing wrong with it.
Oh, you didn't see the scratches around the driver's side door?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I thought it was a lot worse than maybe it was.
No, not at all. But I appreciate you leaving that message on my door.
Oh, yeah, it's no problem at all. It seemed like the right thing to do. I thought the damage was worse.
No, not at all.
That's great.
Okay.
Maybe I just dreamed the part about the damage.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, no problem at all. Praise the Dark Lord. Satan's the ruler, the supreme being. 666, goodbye.
Bye.
It's early today. I screwed up my satanic goodbye tour. Oh, well. I love that she said okay, because that means she agrees with my satanic remarks. So clearly that lady was a Satanist, and that was another idea from Ben, but I think this idea was from last year, because I'm just scrolling all over my list, and I still had ideas from last year. Holy shit, you guys, my idea list for Cardings is huge. There's got to be like 200 things on this list, and I've been deleting things after I use them, but the list is still huge. I should just do Cardings for another month, so I can use up all these ideas.
Hi, Roy. This is Mr. Ahmed calling, please. You guys leave the paper in
the paper
in door of my truck. So when you receive the message, can you call me back, please? Thank you.
This one's from 6 days ago.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Ahmed?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hold on, please. Let me go cover it up.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, it's Roy. I left a note on your car last week.
What's that?
I left a note on your car last week, a paper.
Yes. What's going on?
On the note, I wrote that I just you called me and asked me to call you back because I said I was sorry for singing to your car.
Well, what happened with my car? You know, bounced with the car or what?
No, I was singing to your car. What did the note say?
Was your car?
No, it was your car. No, I was singing to it. But I was I wrote the note because I was apologizing because I don't sing very well. I don't have a good singing voice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're thinking with your car or something else?
No, I don't have a car. I don't own a car. I was walking. I was just walking. Yeah, I was walking by your car and I started singing to it. You know, singing a song? Like la 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 la. I was doing that to your car, but I don't sing very well. So I just wanted to apologize.
It's okay. No problem.
Okay, great. I'm glad you accept my apology. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay.
Goodbye. Okay. Well, have a nice day. Goodbye. I think that was completely the wrong idea to use for that person because he didn't seem to understand me. And he didn't use the word dinging, but at least he's thoroughly confused, and that's all that matters.
Hi, Roy. My name is Gail. I received a note on my car that you had hit my car, dinged my car, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what happened. I will try calling you back later. Thank you.
And she never did try calling me back later. She's a big liar. Looks like I tried to call her once, but she's at a business, and it was closed already. So hopefully I'm not calling too late again.
Good afternoon. Solutions.
Hello, is this Gail?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hey, Gail. This is Roy. I left a note on your car, I think, about a week ago.
Yes. What was that in regards to? None of us noticed it because there were three of us that got those notes on our car.
Oh, I was, what did the notes say?
That you dinged our car?
Oh, no, I didn't ding the car. I said I was sorry for singing to the car because I don't sing very well.
It doesn't look like sing. All right.
Well, I just have bad handwriting, that's all. And I have bad handwriting and I don't sing well. But I was I was singing to your car and it wasn't good. I was kind of ashamed and felt bad. So I left the note.
Okay. We just wondered what these notes were about.
Okay. Is there anyone else there I need to talk to about this? To straighten things out?
Nope.
Like who else received notes?
I don't know. Three people brought notes in. I'm not sure who they were all from.
What are their names?
I don't know. They were just left on my desk.
Give them to me.
I don't have the names. They left notes from you on my desk.
Whatever. Well, anyway, I'm really sorry that I sang to your car, and I've been thinking about taking voice coaching lessons. I think that's what it's called, so I can sing better. You know.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
I'm gonna do my best, and one of these days I'll come back. I'll just sing my little heart out. That was another idea from Ben. Didn't work out, Ben. So thanks for nothing.
Hi, Roy. My name is Rosemary, and you left a note on my car at Christ Hour Light about a ding. Anyway,
so she's probably a nun.
Was in the driver's side front bumper. I was able to take it out with WD-40. If it wasn't that, let me know. But I'm thinking that was it. I don't know because my car was kind of
dirty. Let's give her a call. This is another one. I've tried to call her multiple times. She never picks up.
Hello?
Hello, Rosemary?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I left a note on your car.
Oh, yes, Roy.
Yep, that was me. My car got stolen recently, and I thought your car was my stolen car and had just been repainted. So I started...
Now, say that again.
I thought you stole my car. So I was scratching your paint off to see if it was my color of paint underneath. Because I had
Now, you thought I stole your car?
Yeah, because my car was just like your car, but it was orange. It was a very unique orange color, and it had a General Lee flag on the roof, and I just wanted to make
sure. Why would you think that?
Well, because it's the same kind of car, and I'm just like, oh, here's the person who stole my car, finally. But I needed proof first, so I took my keys, and I just started scraping paint off of your car to make sure.
Well, where was this? I mean, this was at the church?
Yeah, at the church. I was cutting through the parking lot.
Oh. Well, where did you scrape it off? Was it on the bumper?
I did a little on the bumper, and then I went over the door and I scraped that, because I was afraid maybe you had just taken my old orange doors off and put on new doors. And like the bumpers and stuff, so I had to make sure. So I scraped on the door, I scraped on the hood.
Now, which door?
I lifted up the hood and I scraped underneath, because that's always a surefire way to tell, you know, if around the engine's painted orange.
You should have examined my car on the trunk.
Yeah,
because there is a bump. I mean, and that bump has, well, in fact, it's an open. You could have seen there. It's an open. It was in the back, and you would have known that that was. Now, which door did you do this on?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah, because I had to be sure, you know? I had to take my key and
You should have. If you'd have thought that, you should have called the police, Roy.
Yeah, well, I can't talk to the police because, I have a warrant.
Oh. Well, I think I better kind of look up my car then to see where...
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of shocks me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I could have sworn that that was my stolen car.
Oh, well, when did your car get stolen?
Oh, it was maybe about a month ago, and I think it was 2 weeks ago when I spotted your car. But,
okay. Do you go to our church?
Oh no. I was just cutting.
Okay.
I was cutting through the parking lot.
Oh.
But yeah, I just I feel so stupid. I'm so sorry about this. If you need my insurance, just let me know.
Okay. But I don't know where to look on the car.
Oh.
I mean, whereabouts on the doors did you scrape it? I mean, because I looked, and the only thing I saw was on the driver's side bumper.
Oh.
And I saw some marks, and so I left the message on your machine that I looked at, that was, you know, it was the WD-40. Was it the front bumper on the driver's side?
Yeah, that's
that you,
one
is
of
that were,
well, I don't
pardon?
Know. It was pretty random. I just did it all over the place. You might want to just spray down the entire car with WD-40, just to be sure.
Well, if you scraped it, you scraped it down to the paint, right?
Yeah. I scraped a big marks all over the place, just making sure that the paint underneath wasn't orange. And I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm so sorry about that. I just, you know, I could have sworn that was my car, but it turned out it wasn't. It turns out you're not a car thief after all.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, this shocks, I have to tell you, Roy, this shocks me to pieces. Oh,
I'm so sorry about this.
I mean, it really does, and I really, when I just saw those marks on the bumper, that's what I thought it was, and so now I'm just, anyway, did you look at the license plate to see that wasn't your license plate?
Oh, well, I figured if you were a car thief, you probably would have taken someone else's license plate and put it in place, you know?
Well, you know, it don't work that way at the state's office, believe me.
Oh, well, I don't know.
And if they would have, I wouldn't have been able to plate it. You have to have papers.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, well, okay. I don't know, Roy, what to say, but...
Oh, well, I'm so sorry.
So did you find your car yet?
No, not yet. I've been looking really hard, though. I go around parking lots, and I just look for cars that look like mine.
You know what? You should report it to the police.
Oh, maybe. Maybe if I find it, I will.
Well, you need to, and they can find it for you. Somebody's driving around, and do you know that if you haven't reported, if there's any accidents or anything, you will be responsible for that.
Oh no, yeah. Well, yes. I don't know if they steal my car, they're probably going to change the plates around and stuff.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is to you that you need to report it to the police, because if you don't. And there is any problems, you will be responsible.
Oh.
And does your insurance company know about this?
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. The car's not even under my name because I stole it from this other guy like 6 years ago. Well, he deserved it. He deserved it because I knew him.
Okay, well, I still have your number here, Roy.
Okay.
So, I don't. Well, how did you get it insured then and licensed?
Well, I just didn't tell State Farm that I stole the car. I'm just like, yep, it's mine, and they believe me.
Okay. Well, it's insured anyway.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah,
have
bunch,
the
mo- bunch,
You know
of dummies
what? That's another
there.
Thing. You plated it, right?
Yeah, yep. I went to the DMV and I forged some records.
Oh.
I took some I took the title from some car at the junkyard that was the same model and make.
Oh.
And then
I
scraped the VIN numbers off and put them on my car and you know.
This actually, Roy, this is not funny, but you know what? I don't believe I'm hearing this, but I guess I have to. Okay, well, I will look up my car, and I will get back with you.
Okay.
Okay, and this I have your number here, I can still call the number you gave me, right?
Oh yeah, of course. And if you need my insurance information, just let me know, and I'll take care of it.
Well, guess what? I think I have State Farm as well.
Oh, that's great. We're like twins.
Okay, and your number's 401-526-3769.
Yep, that's me.
Okay, Roy.
Okay.
I can't help laughing.
Oh, it's okay. It's
oh, my
right.
goodness.
You gotta laugh at the absurd things in life, right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, well, have a nice day. And
you too.
Okay, bye. Bye. Oh, my God. I didn't know when she was laughing at me. I didn't know if she was laughing or if that was her having a heart attack or something. She was pretty amazing, though. I can tell she's going to have fun telling the story to everybody she knows. She's probably picking up the phone right now and dialing her rotary phone. calling up each of her kids and all of her friends from Bingo, telling them about this crazy person she just talked to. That was an idea from someone named Dysick. Thank you, Dysick, for that idea.
Hey, yeah, this is, hey, Roy,
Hey.
I got a notice on my car.
Oh, no, not a notice.
Hit it. Well, you're saying you hit it. And, well, just give me a call, 312. I don't see anything on the car. I don't see that no one hit it, but, just give me a call, and thanks for leaving a note. Thanks, bye.
Okay, and then also he left this message right after.
You know what, Roy? I just looked over my car, and I do see, a couple of, things.
Oh, shit.
So,
oh, shit.
Give me a call. My name's Chris.
Okay, here we go.
312.
Let's try it again. He's calling from a different number that he tells me to call.
Hello?
Hey, Chris?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car about 2 weeks ago. And I got your message.
Oh, yeah.
I got your message.
Oh, my God. That was so long ago.
I know. I've been in jail. I just, I didn't leave that note in your car. Somebody left that note on my car, and, I don't know, I just took it off my car and put it on your car.
Somebody left the note on, well, I don't understand.
Yeah, they put the note on my car, and I didn't want to deal with it, you know. I had a lot going on, so I just took the note off of my window, and I put it on your window. But I didn't really hit your car.
Wow. Okay, so someone hit your car.
Yep.
And you took the note off your car and put it on my car.
Yeah, exactly. And
nobody never hit my car, then, right?
Yeah, no, I think they hit my car. I didn't even look because I drive a piece of crap.
Now, are you sure? Because I got a brand new 2017 Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And before I bought it, I looked over it. Now it has a small scrape on the side of the door.
That probably happened somewhere else. But it doesn't matter, because if you can afford a 2017 Tahoe, then you can take care of it. But I didn't hit your car, though. I just took the note off of my car and put it on your car.
Why would you put it on my car?
I don't know, because I just didn't want to deal with it. I had a lot going on. Really, I just wanted to rush home and pop open a beer. So, yeah, just I figured you could deal with it.
No, I don't believe this.
Why not? What's
I don't believe this one bit.
Why?
Wait,
what part?
What's your number?
What don't you believe? Which part is unbelievable?
I think you hit my car.
No, I didn't hit
I
your
think
car.
You hit
I,
my truck.
I just took the note off and you reached me instead because I took the note off and put it on your car.
So someone hit your car.
Yes, yes, and I took the note off, I put the note on your car, and I got in and drove away. Then you know, I got the message because of that.
That doesn't make sense.
Nothing
you're saying is making sense.
What part doesn't make sense?
You took the note off your car. Someone hit your car.
Correct,
right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you took the note off your car and you put it on my car.
Correct, yes.
Why?
Well, because I didn't want to deal with it. I had shit to do.
So did someone hit your car?
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't even looked.
Did you look?
No, I didn't look. I mean, if they hit it, it wasn't too bad because I would have noticed it.
This is crazy. I'm at work right now, and I don't understand what the hell you're talking about.
Why is that crazy? Do you usually not go to work?
Yeah, I go to work. I go to work every day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I go to work every day, and someone hit my brand new Tahoe, and I think it was you, Roy.
No.
And I'm going to turn this number into the cops.
No, don't do that. Police. No, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm going to call the police.
For what?
And,
I didn't do anything.
No, I live in Chicago.
Well, I don't care. It's not even my handwriting. It's not my note. It's not my phone number on there. Oh, wait.
Well, someone left me a note.
Yeah, it wasn't me. They can bring in Richard Cardo and do a handwriting analysis on my handwriting samples, and they'll see. It wasn't me that wrote the note. It's not even my phone number.
I don't know what in the hell are you talking about. I'm going to go. I got to go back to work.
All right, get to work.
I'm going to call the cops.
Where do you work at?
Well, you know what? I'm a driver for UPS.
Oh, I see. So you're not going to be employed too much longer, are you? Those self-driving UPS trucks are going to take over everything.
No. I never saw that on the news.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're not going to see it on the news. You got to really look deeper into everything and see where everything's headed. You'll know 5 years from now, you're out of a job. Enjoy it while you can.
Well,
self-driving cars are going to take your job.
How's the package going to get delivered?
Oh, you'll see. They're going to attach. They're going to attach drones to the roof. And they'll just drive up to the house, and the drone will bring the package to their porch. They're going to have like a... Oh, you'll see. You laugh now, but you wait 5 years from now, 2021. We'll see who's laughing. I'm going to save your number, and I'm going to be like, hey, still employed?
Did you hit my car, Roy?
No,
Go back to that. Did you hit my car?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No, I promise. I swear. I just took the note off of your car, off of my car, and put it on yours. That's all. I didn't want to deal with it.
But okay. Well, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. I don't know why I'm thanking you, but
it's funny though.
Weird call. I mean,
that's all that matters. But yeah, look up self-driving delivery trucks on YouTube. You'll see.
Self-driving delivery trucks on YouTube.
Yeah, no. Actually, look up Humans Need Not Apply on YouTube. That'll explain everything to you.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, Humans Need Not Apply. It's 15 minutes long.
Humans Need Not Apply.
Correct. Yep, that's the
I'm
one.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, you should. It's a
And then so it was a robot.
Yeah, alert all your coworkers. The robots are coming for your job. And start a union and you know, keep the robots out, because the robots are gonna steal all our jobs.
Okay.
All right,
you know what? I got 100 more stops left, Roy, and I gotta go.
Okay, well,
this has been the weirdest call ever.
You enjoy those stops while you still have them, okay?
Okay. Thank right. you.
Well, have a nice day.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
I don't know if that guy, if he's going to call the police on me, or if he's just going to get on his phone and watch that video and then contemplate his life. Be like, holy shit, my job is going to end. What do I do? That was such a strange call. I can't believe he let me talk to him about robots. That was crazy. And, oh, great. Okay, so he just left another message for me 94 seconds ago. I know it hasn't been that long since I talked to him, probably, but I've been sitting here just laughing hysterically at that call, which I'm sure I will edit all out. But anyway, 94 seconds ago, here's a new message.
Hey, Roy, this is Chris again from Chicago. I just got off the phone with you, and that was the weirdest call I ever had. It was confusing. And I'm still wondering who hit my Tahoe.
Well, it wasn't me.
Give me a call back. Thanks.
Give you a call back? What? I'm not going to call him back. Does he want me to tell him about the robots some more? I can't believe he wrote down the name of that video. And you all should too, by the way. Humans Need Not Apply. It's a video by C.P. Gray or whatever his name is. I watch all of his stuff, but that's a very bleak video if you guys want to watch it. Hey, looks like we have a call coming in from North Carolina. Let's see who this is. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, is this Roy?
Oh, hi, it's Roy. Yes, it's Roy.
Yes. I just saw your note on my car. You damaged the car?
Yeah, I just damaged it a little bit.
Where?
You know, just there on the one part, just kind of underneath. I was underneath your car. I was working on things.
Okay. So what do we do now?
I don't know. I fixed your car, though. I fixed it all up. I fixed it right up.
How come you you damage it underneath it and fix it up?
You know, I was just trying to help. I was trying to be nice. I'm a mechanic, and I was just walking through the parking lot, and I had my toolbox with me. So I just, you know, just stopped by and fixed your car for you. But I scratched it as I was climbing out from underneath your car.
So are you going to pay for it? I'm not sure.
Well, I fixed, you had an oil leak underneath your engine.
How do you know?
Oh, because I saw it leaking oil, so I climbed underneath. It was dripping just a little bit of oil, so I went ahead and I took the bottom part off the engine and replaced a gasket and shined up the spark plugs.
All right. Well, let me check it and I'll give you a call. Thank you.
Okay, but your car is going to run better now, and it doesn't leak oil anymore, and you're gonna get better gas mileage.
All right. Thanks. Let me check and I'll let you know.
Okay, check real quick. Just put me on hold. Sure. I'll wait.
No, I'm in the middle of something now, but I'll call you back.
If you're in the middle of something, why'd you just call me?
Because I'm getting gas, and people are waiting on behind me.
Oh, I see. Are you getting unleaded, or are you getting premium?
I'm getting premium.
How much is it? How much per gallon?
I'll call you back, okay?
How much per gallon?
Oh, I don't know. I'm at Costco. Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, but just look at the pump. Just tell me how much. How much is it? Because I need to go get gas, too.
I couldn't see from where I am.
I need to know exactly how many tenths at the end also.
$198.
Oh, my gosh. What a ripoff. Thanks, Obama. Am I right?
Thank
Am I right?
You.
Thanks, Obama.
Bye-bye.
You know, damn it.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I got a note on my car, on my truck, that you dinged it and asked me to call you, so I am. My home number is 457. Alrighty, thank you. Bye.
Alrighty. I just noticed as I was listening to this that this one came in 97 minutes ago, when today is Monday, October 3rd. What the hell, person in 360? It's not ding timber anymore. What are you doing? Or maybe you put it on her window like last week and she just found it.
Hello?
Hello, Debbie?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was eating lunch off of your car. You know, I was sitting on your hood and eating my lunch. And I ate part of the car by mistake.
What are you talking about?
That's what I mean by I dinged your car. I was sitting on the hood having my lunch.
Which vehicle are you talking about?
Yours, the one that I left the note on.
The green truck?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was sitting up there just having my lunch, and I accidentally ate some of the truck by mistake. So if there's any cost for damages, you know, I can give you my insurance information.
Well, I'll have to go look at it again. I thought you ran into it.
Oh, no. I'm sorry if, maybe I just wrote the note improperly or whatever. But no, I was just, I was sitting on the hood having my lunch, and I accidentally ate some of the truck.
What does that mean?
Well, My sandwich was on the hood of the truck, and I had potato chip, like ranch dip. I had that on the truck, on the hood. You know, I was like dipping my potato chips in it. And I don't know, when I was cutting into part of the sandwich, though, it cut off some of the plastic striping stuff alongside of the truck.
Okay, so, I'll go look at it again. I thought you ran into it, and I couldn't see anything.
Yeah, I actually chewed up some of the plastic molding off of the truck.
Why were you eating on the hood of my truck?
Because, I don't know, I just didn't, there was nowhere else to sit, really, and the ground was wet, and, you know.
Well, what were you doing there?
Well, I don't know, just kind of walking through, I was passing through. I picked up my lunch, and I was walking back toward my job.
and you would sit on somebody else's truck to eat your lunch.
Yeah, I mean, your truck was clean and everything. It looked really clean, so I knew I could just spread my potato.
Why wouldn't you sit on the grass?
I'm not going to put potato dip on the grass. That's gross. I put it on a nice smooth surface like your truck.
Well, let me go out and look at the truck.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. I'm going to go look while I have you on the phone.
Okay.
Hang on.
All right.
Where on the hood of the truck?
I think on the driver's side. Yeah, I used one of those plastic 7-Eleven knives to cut into my sandwich, and I guess I cut a piece of the plastic off, too.
I am not seeing what you're talking about.
Oh. Do you see the potato chip dip, where all that is? Because that was kind of on the piece of plastic also.
No, I don't.
By the light, sort of?
Nope, I don't. When did you do this?
Earlier, around lunchtime.
Well, I know. I mean, how many days ago?
Several, I think, perhaps. I don't know. It's been a long week. I've been doing a lot of stuff.
I can't see anything right now.
Okay, yeah, maybe get your bifocals and try again later. But if there's any damage, though, just let me know. I'll give you my insurance information.
All right. Are you still working around here?
Yeah, yep.
Well, stay away from my truck.
Well, I cut through the parking lot, and everything, so I go by the truck probably all the time.
Well, stay away from it.
Okay. Well, I'll know not to do this the next time, and the next time I put all my lunch on the hood of your truck. I won't do it next time.
Well, you won't be putting your lunch on the hood of my truck.
Well, I might if the ground's wet and I want to, I need some.
No, you won't.
Well,
is this some kind of a joke?
No, I don't know why you're being like this. I'm just...
Because you're being a weirdo. This is my property. Leave my property alone.
Well, it's not hurting it, really. It's just potato dip.
I'm telling you, leave my property alone.
Okay, well...
Go find somebody else's truck to screw up.
Well, that's not a nice way to be. Why do you want me to screw up other people's trucks?
I don't want you to screw up anybody's, but if you somehow have it in your mind that you should be eating your lunch on other people's belongings, well, you shouldn't be. And don't do it on mine.
Well, nobody else has ever had a problem with it. I was just trying to do the right thing by leaving a note.
Well, I do have a problem with it.
Okay.
Don't touch my stuff.
Jeez,
okay.
You're so stingy.
I hardly think so.
Well, you kind of
are. So if I find damage, you'll hear from me.
Well, it's not
like... But otherwise, stay away from my stuff so you don't do it again.
It's not like you're using the truck. I mean, it's just sitting out there.
I am using the truck. It's mine, and it doesn't matter whether I use it or not.
But it's parked. You're not using it, so why not?
You are missing the point.
No, you are. I mean, I'm helping you get your money's worth for that truck. I'm making it... She just doesn't understand what I'm getting at. That was an idea by Archangel. I think probably from last year, because I don't think he submitted anything this year. And I didn't think that would really go anywhere, but she believed it. She went out there and checked and everything. You'd think she would have looked at it and been like, there's no plastic anywhere on the hood. Hey, look, now I'm getting text messages from that UPS driver. He says, "Hey, Roy, this is Chris, the UPS man. Can you text me the name of the YouTube page you was talking about where drones is going to take over my job? Thanks." Wow, he is really concerned about that. He's taking me seriously. Should I respond to him? Yeah, I'm going to respond to him. Let me look up that link. There it is. There we go. It's posted to him. Maybe I should write "Stay strong, brother," or something like that. Nah, never mind. This is good enough. It's so weird that he's so concerned about this video, the stuff I was talking to him about, when I'm obviously full of shit, or have mental issues or something, you know, with all the other stuff I was saying to him. How's he taking me seriously? So, you guys, I've been doing this for quite a while, yet again, and I'm not getting a lot of answers, and I'm just gonna end the show right now, because it's getting really hard to get these people to answer. I'm like 2 weeks back now, I'm halfway through Ding Timber, and all the people I'm trying to call now, it's all the people that have never answered in the past, and they're still not answering. And I'm still gonna work on this list, I'm gonna finish this list of Ding Timber numbers, because I don't want them to go to waste. You know, I don't want all of your hard work to go to waste. You guys have been out there leaving notes and everything. I gotta give every one of these a chance. But I think I'm not gonna do any more full Ding Timber shows for this year. But maybe as I work my way through this list, I will, have a few here and there stuck into the shows. Maybe I'll put them on the beginning of the shows or something. But I guess I should announce officially, please stop leaving Ding Timber notes now. Because after today, I'm shutting off the line that rings into my computer, for one thing, so I'm not going to get the live calls like I got one earlier today. And I'm going to change the 401 number into something else soon. So don't waste your time, because the number is going to die until next year, assuming we do this again next year. We'll see if I've come to my senses by then. Anyway, let's listen to some voicemails.
Okay, I got another one here for you, and this is not me, but I'm not sexist.
Another what?
My dad, talking.
Oh yeah, blame your dad.
Me. Okay, next time a female caller calls you on a car ding, ask her, since when did kitchens have four tires and a steering wheel?
That's a good one. I'm such a horrible person, influencing my listeners and their dads, apparently, to be all sexist and stuff. But you know what? In another 10 years, when the self-driving car revolution takes over and that UPS guy is out of a job, I bet you they will have cars with kitchens in them. So women can continue doing all their cooking on the road. Yep, that's probably what's going
to
happen.
Hey, Brad, I don't know if somebody already tipped you off to this, but in case you didn't know, that the Touchtone Terrorist guy, he actually featured one of your calls a few days ago on his
guy.
Facebook page. That's his main outlet these days, is on Facebook. It's under Junkyard Willie.
That was
anyway,
nice
yeah,
of him.
He featured one of your collect calls pranks where you were pretending to be the operator and the guy got super pissed. So, it's pretty funny. Anyway, just to let you know, it's up there. He posted it on September 19th, so.
Aww.
Yeah. So
what a guy.
Some kind words about it, so go check it out. All right, take care.
I'm going to do it right now. That probably was the Touchtone Terrorist guy calling in, just to get me to advertise his Facebook page. I'm on to this guy. Yep, there it is. He shared the collect calls with AT&T video. He didn't really say anything about me, though. He just wrote that it's funny. What a jerk, not praising me more. But that's cool, I've been noticing him commenting on YouTube lately, the Touchtone Terrorist guy. And he's an amazing prank caller, you guys. You should all go to touchtoneterrorist.com. I have a history with that guy. Once somebody stole his domain name back in 1999, I think it was. And it was a guy that hated prank calls for some reason. And for some other unknown reason, he put his phone number on the website to his voicemail. So I hacked into the voicemail and changed the outgoing message to show the correct URL. Since this guy had stolen his URL. I don't think I'm making any sense. Anyway, I swear it was hilarious. Even though I'm really bad at storytelling, apparently. But touchtoneterrorists.com. I'll put a link in the show notes. He has quite a few calls where he pretends to be a UPS driver. You guys remember UPS drivers, right? Back before the robots took all their jobs.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Holy shit, it's Olga.
I have this random question, and, I feel like you already talked about this before. So I'm probably an idiot who
probably
lazy and doesn't want to look through your shows.
I agree.
Where you talked about this.
Yep.
Or maybe I'm just full of shit.
Yeah.
But
that's likely.
I was wondering where the butt slammed thing came from.
Oh.
Is that actually from some sort of show you used to listen to, an actual radio show?
I think that's actually from Prank Call Nation. I don't think that came from me. That came from someone else.
Or what's the origin of butt slammed? Also, I love it when
butt
you
butt slammed. Oh wait! I want to hear Olga do the butt slammed thing. So here we go.
Or what's the origin of butt slammed? Also, I love it when you do the butt slam thing. It always cracks me the fuck up.
Sounds better when you do it, Olga.
Okay, bye. Or what's the origin of butt slammed?
Yeah, I really don't know what the origin of Butt Slammed is, but for me, I think the origin is the chat room, probably the old Madhouse chat room. And I think I heard that in other people's prank calls as well, so it came from somewhere, it just definitely did not come from me. It was probably from Neon, or Carlito, or Dwight, or one of those people, or one of their listeners, I don't know.
Hello, RBCP. If you ever think of an alternative career, I know that you're trying to make this prank thing work, but I really think you can make a go of it in public radio. You just have that kind of soothing, intonation, and
thanks.
You really could try a more introspective show. So if you, if you can possibly have like a secondary track to Phone Losers of America for, sort of the stories and things that make people think and really ponder the meaning of life.
I'm not that introspective.
Phone Losers of America Junior. Yeah, a junior program for kids.
What the hell?
Stories that are educational and
quit using drugs.
I'd really appreciate that. Anyway, thanks.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you a drug user. I don't think public radio is going to hire me, though, because I don't know how to pronounce words. You guys know how I am with that. Just look on the wiki, phonelosers.org/wiki, on the words I can't pronounce. Public radio is going to see that, and they're going to be like, nope, no way, we're not hiring this guy. This guy's a fucking idiot. It's a high school dropout. And the kids show thing, that sounds like fun, Phone Losers Junior, but I can just imagine that going badly, because I'd probably be like, hey kids, here's what we're going to do today if you don't have an attentive parent. You're going to go find your parents' cell phone, and we're going to dial 911. Or no, I'll get them to call 7-Elevens and do customer surveys and stuff. That'd be a great kids show.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
I was calling in, let you know I love the show.
Aww.
I've watched hours and hours and hours daily.
Wow.
Of just fun videos of some of good stuff.
Get a life.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks.
Just acknowledge me, man. Just acknowledge me. That's
no.
It. Love you. Love you to all my heart, Brad.
Now that you've told me to acknowledge you, I don't want to. Stop telling me what to do. Refuse to acknowledge you. That's not an acknowledgement right there.
All right, Snowplow, so why don't you go out in the middle of the street and get run the fuck over?
Okay. That's better. My ego was getting way too big with those last couple messages, so I needed someone to knock me down a couple pegs. Thank you very much, sir. And I think that is more than enough voicemails for this show. So we are done, everyone. Thanks for listening. And thank you, Adam H., for sponsoring the show this week. Thanks to TK Billington for another copyright violation-filled intro song. And be sure to tune in later this week, where I will do a show that has nothing to do with carding calls. It's going to be crazy. I don't even know if I remember how to do a normal show anymore. Like, I forget what to do. Where do I get my numbers from? How does this work? Shit. Support the show, everyone. It's phonelosers.org/cactus or patreon.com/phonelosers. On either one of those pages, you can sign up for a small monthly fee, such as $5, and that gets you extra shows and videos for shows and high-quality feeds of shows. Quit being such a cheapskate and visit phonelosers.org/cactus.
Yeah.
God.
It's Little Happy. I'm back on the scene. Sagging my jeans. My second favorite color is aqua marine. Yes, I get paid. Yes, I have AIDS. I'm a gay sex slave who sleeps in a cage. But that's another story. Let's get back to the AIDS. I'm about to find a cure, and that's for sure. I'm selling out shows at the Amway Arena. 60,000 screaming fans. I wish I could suck on all their wieners. My second favorite soda is Mountain Dew. I'm the number one rapper in the gay sex slave crew. My master has a beard and a lot of tattoos. I sleep in a cage and it smells like poo. My master slaps me in the face and makes me eat my doo-doo. Yet who knew I'd run the Enterprise like Sulu? Young, hip, super rich. I get a lot of money cause I suck a lot of dicks. I've had a lot of dudes stick their fingers in my butt. Gay sex slave crew, now you know what's up. We're cool, we're hip, we like to strip. We like to dance and we work for tips. Hey DJ, turn me down. You're playing this way too loud. Yeah, this is a party. Let's not injure people's ears. Yeah, it's Little Rappy. I don't know how I got here.
and we like to floss. All the diamonds gloss. Represent the dirty, dirty South Bank Hills. And we're popping pills, doing shit that's real.
You
represent the dirty.